Chapter 12. Don't listen to these stories.
Sure, there are the stories. Guys that get pursued by some girl first, and she ends up being the love of his life. The guy that treats this girl that he sometimes sleeps with like shit for a couple of years, but she keeps at him, and now he's a devoted husband and father. The guy who doesn't call a girl that he's slept with for a month, and then calls her, and they live happily ever after. The woman who's sleeping with the married guy, who she ends up marrying and having a blissful long-term marriage with. We don't want you to listen to these stories. These stories don't help you. These stories are the exceptions to the rule. We want you to think of yourself as the rule. Thinking of yourself as the exception is what got you into this mess in the first place. Tell your friends to stop telling you these stories. Whenever you hear one of these stories, a story where some woman was treated badly, but it all worked out okay in the end, just put your hands up to your ears and go, la 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 la. You are exceptional, but not the exception.
Chapter 13. Now, what do you do?
Okay. We just laid waste to your personal lives. We admit it. If all the women in this book listened to these answers, there would right now be a fresh crop of newly single women out there. Therefore, it seems like it's our duty to discuss what one must do after the breakup. We are not psychiatrists or very girly, particularly Liz. So we're not going to talk about candles and bubble baths and sending yourself flowers. But I think we could ask you to at least try to notice, even just a tiny bit, how good it feels to be out of a relationship with someone who actually wasn't that into you. Can you at least feel the sense of relief? When you think about it, making all those excuses for someone and trying to figure someone out takes a lot of energy. Think of all the time you've opened up for so many other positive things besides obsessing over him.